Գունգթրեք SBS հայերենը.
The two largest states in Australia are in lockdown. On many aspects, this will affect not only the state, but also at the federal level and the Australian economy. To get his views on the current situation, I'm joined by Dr. Zareg Azarian, senior lecturer at Monash University, to give his views on the current situation. Dr. Zareg, welcome to SBS Armenian.
It's wonderful to be with you, Vahid. Thanks for having me.
First, what are your views on how the way premiers are managing the pandemic and why the harsh measures are not affecting their base support?
The premiers have taken this approach of trying to have almost zero transmissions and almost zero cases in the community. And as a result, I think we are now accustomed in Australia to these lockdowns. What has, of course, been different this time around is that New South Wales, which had been travelling very well and was seen to be a very effective manager of the of transmission and of COVID, is now the epicentre of the current lockdowns. So we have in Victoria, and it's now being reported in Queensland as well, this spread coming in from New South Wales, it seems. So it's a big challenge for the premiers, but ultimately it's costing a lot in terms of economic opportunities and is having a major impact on small businesses especially.
With the pandemic and the countermeasures taken, it looks like the opposition has just disappeared. Is the premier with his team making all the decisions? They are omnipresent in front of cameras. That certainly will affect the voters' decision.
It will affect the voters' decisions, and it links into this idea of the impact these lockdowns is having. So, of course, when we look at what people can or can't do, we can see that even in politics, opposition leaders have been almost very difficult to find because they haven't had the same opportunities as they would have during non-COVID times to be in Parliament, to be doing those sorts of publicity events to try and get their message out. So really, premiers have been very successful, and we can see this with state election results in Queensland, Tasmania, and Western Australia over the last year, where the existing premiers, existing governments have been re-elected, in some cases with increased numbers. So it is suggesting to us that voters and citizens, while they are being affected by this, are ultimately deciding to support the existing premiers, existing governments during the pandemic.
New South Wales is in strict lockdown, not seen since the pandemic started. Will this have any effect on Berejiklian leadership, or she'll come out of this in a stronger position?
I think if we look at history, and we look at how other premiers have gone, they have been celebrated and really seem to be strong leaders for having strong decisions and bringing about strong measures in response to the virus. I think that the New South Wales one might be a bit different, though, because the New South Wales Premier has, at the moment, a very, very serious situation where it seems that the lockdown might be going on for quite a bit longer than they had initially planned. The next state election in New South Wales is due in 2023. So there is still a bit of time after hoping and presuming we all get through this pandemic. There is still a bit of political time for the Premier to reassert her position. But I think until then, it's going to be very, very tough for the Premier to really be on the front foot. They will always be on the back foot. But again, on that point, if history is any guide, then voters seem to support the current premiers who have guided them through the pandemic.
Daniel Andrews is back at work after his accident. With the lockdown after lockdown in Melbourne, do you feel this has affected his support in any way, or he's still popular?
Daniel Andrews' support is still fairly high, and there was a report a few weeks ago in the Victorian newspaper The Age, which indicated that there has been a shift away from the government, though, so they are losing a bit of support. But the interesting thing is that it's not, that support isn't going to the opposition, it's going to other parties and other independents. So it's interesting to see that while some of the positive feelings towards the Premier have started to decline in Victoria, you would still think they are in a very strong position. His government is still in a very strong position to win the next election, which is due in November 2022. So just over a year away now. And I would think that the Premier's position, while it's been impacted, is still fairly strong in comparative terms.
With the two largest and populous states in lockdown, it certainly has consequences also at the federal level. How the lockdowns in New South Wales and Victoria are impacting on the support for the federal government?
This is a very interesting point. It seems that the Commonwealth government, the Morrison government, is really attracting a lot of the criticism and is, at the moment, suffering in terms of popular support. If we look at the recent opinion polls, the Labor Party has been ahead when it comes to the two-party preferred vote. That is ultimately the most important opinion poll, because the two-party preferred vote breaks down the vote and gives us an indication of who is most likely to win the next election. At the moment, at the last reading of opinion polls, the Labor Party is leading the government 53% to the coalition's 47. That is a very, very big gap. If we were to compare, for example, how big that is, it hasn't been that big since the last election. So it's clear that voters, and the trend seems to be that voters are just not happy with how the federal government has been dealing with the pandemic. Presumably it has much to do with the vaccination. There's been some confusion about how and who can be vaccinated. There's been some confusion about targets. And this is obviously having an impact on the government's popular support.
And how this might influence the timing of the next election, which is due between August and May next year?
That's right. The election can be held between August and May 2022. And you would think that if the government was in a strong position and was in an election-winning position in the opinion polls, they would go early to an election. But I think this is unlikely. And you would think the election will probably be held later, possibly next year, depending on how the government is travelling. It's up to ultimately the Prime Minister to decide when the election will be held. But as you say, there is until May next year when that date can be decided.
A few days ago, the federal government announced a COVID support package. Was the package well received?
The package has had mixed results, especially from some small business owners who feel that it doesn't go far enough to help them. I think that to be the challenge for the government in terms of how much it can provide support to businesses, to individuals, and to others who are affected by the pandemic. The interesting thing about all of this lockdown and pandemic situation is, of course, that the unemployment rate, which was recently released in Australia, has come down to 4.9%, which is one of the lowest rates in the last 10 years. So the economy, on the one hand, seems to be in a positive direction, but on the other hand, these lockdowns and the impact the virus is having will, from time to time, derail the economy's recovery. So it's a very, very tricky situation, especially for those looking at the economic impact that this virus is having.
Dr. Zare, thank you for your time and for sharing your views on the political situation in the country.
Pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Our guest was Dr. Zare Azarian, Senior Lecturer at Monash University. Կունգնթրե Apple Podcast-ի, Google Podcast-ի, Spotify-ի վրա, կամ որտեղ որ podcast-ը կլսես։